This is Gray Man Media content.
The one-stop destination for all your Gray Man needs. Explore our collection of t-shirts, mugs, hats, and much more. Every purchase you make not only grants you access to awesome products, but also supports our mission to bring you even bigger and better content and support our affiliates directly. We value your feedback, so don't hesitate to reach out to us. We sincerely appreciate your continued support. It is because of you that we can bring you the very best of Gray Man. So don't miss out. Embark on an unforgettable journey with us at graymanmediaco.com. Visit us today and become a part of the Gray Man experience.
Welcome back to another episode.
Ladies and gentlemen, how we doing?
If somebody ever said I was their last straw, I would believe it.
What the fuck is that?
It dissolves in your mouth.
Remix.
Yeah, he's a real gray head.
That's a strong theory.
Hey, Jess, edit that out.
He's periwinkling.
Well, when you say it like that.
And now you have to leave it in.
Get it together.
This is why they invented Ritalin.
This is Godsling the Mothership.
I feel like there's something going on.
Everybody roll initiative.
Hey, baby.
Look at your text messages. There's something coming to you in your text messages.
I have nothing.
Okay, give it just a second.
Shelf to my right. Hey, TJ.
Yeah, what's up?
Would you mind handing me a out of that that mini fridge there, one of those non-alcoholic beverages?
Absolutely, I can do that for you.
It's a beer, but it's non-alcoholic.
It's a beer.
They don't have a very good selection of non-alcoholic beers.
TJ, hand me a beer.
I wonder why.
I don't know why. Yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy. We're going to have to cut all this because the thing didn't send. It failed to send. Okay. God damn it. Give me a second. Just stop recording. Stop recording. We're going to have to trash it.
Everything's fine. Not to worry. Don't worry. We cut all the silences. We cut everything.
Nope.
Be silent.
No, you don't. Calm down. Listen here. Hold on. Actually, motherfucker.
Motherfucker.
I said what I said.
You motherfucker.
Motherfucker. Look at some booty.
Look at some booty.
That's crazy. Damn, that's crazy. Hey, do you remember that time you bought Java Edition?
Yeah, but it all worked out because I bought Bedrock at the same time.
It's fine. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Don't start the podcast by making fun of
less, no, let's make fun of it.
Less fine was probably the fact, and this is a fact, heard from Thomas himself.
What?
He plays with his ass in the shower. Do you guys know that?
Hey, man.
He has
like,
a fist up his ass in the shower.
No, that's not what I said.
This is straight from the horse's mouth, gentlemen.
No. Y'all were making fun of me because you said, I ain't got shit. You said, I got no ass. I said, you have no fucking idea, man. I get these pants off. I hop in the shower. I got fucking cheeks, brother.
He's finger popping his asshole. That's what he's doing.
No, I jiggle that shit. Now, I have fingered my ass while I'm in the shower. But, like, that's not a regular occurrence. Okay?
You don't...
Don't
so
get it twisted.
So you're not washing inside of your asshole every time you shower?
Are you?
That's crazy.
Yes, you
yes.
should be.
That's crazy.
Thomas, don't tell me you ain't washing your ass.
Thomas, you got a dirty ass.
This is the new bit. Okay. Thomas got dirty ass.
No, it's not a bit. You just said you don't wash your ass.
No, I do wash my ass. I don't stick a finger in my ass like you said to wash it.
Put a little soap on the tip and...
You don't do that.
I swear to God.
You don't wash a booty?
You're messing with me.
Don't wash your ass. This is crazy.
You do not put soap on your finger and stick it in your anus.
You think I'm lying to you.
Yes.
And that's crazy.
Yes, I think you're lying. You guys are not gaslighting me about this right now.
It feels like they could probably invent something for that, right?
Yeah, there's got to be some, like, apparatus. This is not...
Apparatus is crazy.
That would make it way more believable.
I just don't even...
The
what?
Anus loofah.
It's just one of those toilet bowl cleaners, and you got to...
Yo.
No.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. See, I knew you were lying.
This is some other shit. This is some other shit that we're talking about right now.
Okay, now everybody roll initiative.
Hey.
I'm going to...
Let's do it.
Hell yeah.
Oh, I have it.
Those are my dice, though. I can't lose those.
I'm a human fighter. Oh, no.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Everybody
I'm
roll a d20.
So scared. Did you guys know? Did you guys know that the most common dice roll out of 2 6-sided dice is 7?
I believe that.
Did you guys know that?
Wait, you've never rolled initiative.
That's not how,
no
like,
fucking clue what you're talking
about. Take that d20. You're going to roll it.
This is what?
A 20-sided dice.
There's 20 sides to this?
Yeah.
So my odds of rolling a 20 are 1 in 20?
Yes. That's correct. Yeah, that's how that works. 1 in 20.
Oh, wow.
I got a 17. Is that good?
So then you're going to go on that character sheet I just sent you. And you're going to add your initiative bonus to it.
What's an initiative? Oh, my God. There's so much here. Hold
I'm just going to have to remember Agrippa's character sheet because I somehow don't have it. Okay. No. But I have, like, the mechanics.
Hey, awesome. Where on this would I find what
near
you're
the top somewhere.
I know my bonuses by now. I'm good.
Armor. Proficiency signal.
Hit.
It's your dexterity bonus. So whatever your dexterity bonus is.
Nine minus one?
So minus one. That.
So you're going to take that dice roll, subtract one from it, and that's your initiative.
I have 16.
16, great.
Nine. Easy to work with.
15.
Okay, cool. So you're actually going to act first.
That's so unfortunate for everyone
ladies
involved.
Ladies and gentlemen, grayheads, Devin's playing D&D.
Devin's playing D&D, ladies and gentlemen.
Devin's been roped in.
All right. Okay, I'm scared, but okay.
Yeah, what is D&D? I'm sorry. You're playing Shadowmoor right now.
Wait, this is in-universe? Well, that's because it's a different system. This isn't D&D.
Technically, it is not D&D.
You're playing Shadowmoor,
No, no, I understand
that.
Okay, that's what I was
canon.
Asking. Yeah, I understood that because you guys have like the whole legal thing.
Yeah. Sometime in the future, we actually find Agrippa and Darmos and their new friend, Peter.
What is it?
Peter Knight.
That's me.
Yeah, your name's Peter Knight.
It always has been.
And it always will be. You all are walking along a road, and as you all are walking along, you actually are walking from Morlast, actually going back to Killshield. It's been quite some time since you all have been to Killshield. So you all are walking back that way, and as you are walking, Peter, you notice that in the middle of the road, there's a crate, just an empty crate standing right in front of you.
I see it.
What do you want to do?
I want to avoid that thing at all costs.
Absolutely.
Hey, Darmos, dude, you know what? Go check that out for me.
Darmos can do that.
Is that a thing I can do?
Yeah, you can. Okay,
hey,
you can talk.
Hey, Darmos, yeah, I think that's a great idea. I think you should do that, bro.
I've got it.
Okay, Darmos, what are you doing?
I'm going to go touch the crate. I'm going to stick a finger inside of
it. Stick a finger in the crate. When you stick a finger in the crate, I am going to need you to make a dexterity saving throw.
I'm going to do that. 10.
On a 10, you definitely get out of the way mostly, but there is a large, like, scythe blade that comes out. Like, it's like a triggered trap. So the scythe blade comes out, and it, like you know those little, like, cat paw things that they, like, stick out, hit the lever, go back in? It's kind of like that kind of mechanism.
Oh, fuck.
It is going to hit you for a little bit of damage, though. You get out of the way mostly. Not two damage, just a little two damage.
I'm going to kick the crate.
Yeah, you kick the shit out of it. And when you
kick
that
thing is scary.
And when you kick it, you hear someone say, "My crate! That was my crate!" And out of the brush comes a Miss John. Looks like he's wearing, like, Imperial armor that's been tattered. He has his own insignia painted on the chest. And he's like, "You kicked my crate! That was supposed to kill you!" And he pulls out a sword.
Peter, arm yourself. And Agrippa's going to put his hand on his sword. Start approaching the belligerent man.
Darmos doesn't think you should mess with my friend Agrippa.
You shouldn't.
I'm gonna fucking run. wait, hold on. Actually, could I understand these stats a little bit better?
Yeah, absolutely. Please ask. So, kind of walk.
Ask
through.
Any questions.
Okay, yeah. Am I strong?
Yes.
Okay, because
I'm very strong.
I'm not gonna lie. I feel really weak in the presence of these two heroes.
You're
okay.
You're very strong.
You're Peter Knight.
You're
what
very
are you talking
like.
About?
Also, heroes.
Constitution,
crazy.
You're very, actually a level higher than them, too.
You can take a lot of damage. Yeah, you're strong.
Okay. I will take Agrippa's advice, and I will arm myself.
Yeah. So
what do I have?
It should say on your
sheet. Shit, I'm so unorganized.
Yeah, it's okay. You didn't know you were about to do this. I think you're doing great.
You have a longsword. You have a pike.
Brother.
You have a javelin.
I'm going to pull out my javelin. That sounds rad.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Wait. That's ranged?
Yeah, you can throw it.
You give me the word, Agrippa. I'm ready, Darmos. Let's fucking do this thing.
Cool. And when that Miss John speaks out, you actually hear rustling. You hear and you see two other Miss John come out behind him. So there's three of them total. All of the same insignia, all tattered Imperial armor. One of them has a short bow, and then the other one has a spear. Cool. So then we go into combat now. Peter, actually, you had the highest initiative, so you're going to be the first to go.
Oh, man. What do I do?
Whatever you want. You have movement.
Oh,
tell
I
us.
Get to decide what I do now?
Yes.
Holy shit. I want to... Where am I?
So
I'm, just how kinda, far am I? Can I hit these guys?
Yeah, you're about 50 feet away. Okay. So you can throw something or you can move up to 30 feet towards them.
Well, right now I'm range and I can hit somebody.
Yeah.
It should have parentheses there.
Reach 5 feet or range
30 to 120 feet.
Oh, yeah. So
yeah,
you're
I'm
right
a,
in there.
Yeah. Who's closest to him?
Would be the first guy that came out.
Uh-huh. Okay. And he's like close to these two?
He's close to Darmo's.
Yeah, bro, I got your back. Yeah, I would like to throw that thing in the face cool. of so, that of that man.
You're going
to
take that D20.
This one?
Yep. Yeah, you're right. Going to roll to hit. So you're going to roll that face, D20. Huh? Yeah, at the head. We'll get there in a second.
Oh, no, I've done something wrong. Okay.
Oh, no, you've done.
No, there's just more numbers.
So what'd you get on the roll?
Yo, that's crazy.
He's in the chair. Actually.
Yo, that's fucking chair. Crazy, right?
That's crazy.
That's like really good, right?
That's objectively the worst thing that can happen.
His first ever roll to hit.
Peter Knight's going to kill Darmo's.
That's crazy because natural ones, just so you know, insight into the game,
uh-huh.
there tends to be consequences instead yeah. of just a miss.
That's so, like a 1 in 20 chance,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
fucking crazy.
What's the damage that does?
Fuck. Oh, God, I hope I didn't hurt you.
Oh, you're good.
It's going to pierce his thick elephant
7
skin.
To hit... Hey, bro. Help me out here.
So you have...
What do you call an elephant? It's pachyderm.
Hit, so
you, it's pachydermian one, you skin.
7 to it.
Uh-huh.
And then the damage is 1d6 plus 4. So you can take a 6 out of dice and add...
Yeah, go ahead. Roll that for me.
Be careful with my dice now.
I'm scared.
It's a 3 plus 4, you said? So 7 total? Evens or odds, Thomas?
Odds.
Cool, evens. So Darmo's... here's what happens. You go to engage, and as you go to engage... A javelin comes flying over your shoulder and clips the top of your shoulder.
I'm gonna actually before it gets there.
Yeah, yeah. You have
try to reflect it.
Absolutely, yeah. So you can use your reaction to reflect.
Welcome to Shadow War.
Welcome
baby.
To Shadow War. Oh it's one God. Of our system mechanics. Please go ahead and roll your D20.
I'm in the chair.
No There's shot. No fucking way. There's no fucking
All
way.
All you had to do was beat the missed roll. Though.
These are so. Your dice.
Yeah, Thomas.
Is this
dice
loaded?
Loaded to be awful.
I don't beat it.
You don't beat. Oh my god! So yeah, you
he
do
has
take,
a higher plus than me.
That's hilarious. Yeah. So you do take the 7 damage. That's so funny.
Darmo's down.
Cool. So then that happens and lands right. It actually does land like right in front of you though. You just didn't quite have the arc on it right there, Peter.
Hey, real quick, mm-hmm. we can cut this. This isn't gonna affect you.
I don't know.
Oh, thank God. Okay,
it would be so funny, though, wouldn't it?
No, it wouldn't be. It really wouldn't.
Okay. If we have, like, a dream segment,
this
please.
Is the, yeah, we're going to cut this out and put this in the podcast.
Oh, man.
All right, back into it. Darmo's, you would be the next act on that 15.
Well, Darmo's used to play a little bit of dodgeball in his younger days at the circus. So he's going to go for a unique strategy. Mm-hmm. He's going to use his interact with object to throw up both swords and get the enemies to look at it. Look okay. at the swords in the air. And then he is going to pick up the javelin and throw it at the first one.
That's a hilarious strategy. Okay, can I get a D20 for the wisdom saving throw?
Absolutely.
Actually, make your performance check first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there another D20?
See, Devin, it all works out. You get struck with a javelin, you use that javelin.
Lemons and lemonade.
11.
Okay.
That's right, good.
So they're going to have to beat an 11 on this wisdom. They're adding 0 to it. So I just have to beat an 11 on the die.
When life gives you lemons.
I get a 10. So
that's crazy.
Both of them, that's or excuse crazy. Me, all three of them, immediately look up to the swords. And as they look up, you have the opportunity to pick
I'm
up the javelin.
Pick
and
up the javelin and yeet it at the one with the bow.
Okay. Okay, at the other range guy?
Yeah.
Makes sense. Good strategy.
That is a 18.
18 does hit.
And it's 1d6 plus my dexterity
plus your dex.
Modifier, yeah. which is 3. Thank you. That is 6 damage.
6 damage is good damage. That javelin pierces through his armor, hits him kind of in the midsection. He does actually drop his bow from being hit while he was not expecting it.
And then can I use my bonus action to attempt to catch my swords?
Yeah, performance check for me.
That is a 7.
On a 7, unfortunately, you don't catch the swords. We'll see how they land. They land in the coolest way possible, though.
Fuck
with blades
yeah.
in the dirt. so they land pretty cool. Actually, before Agrippa, your turn, since you rolled so low on the initiative, it is going to be their turn.
This portion of Thoughts from the Mothership is brought to you by Transistor.fm. Are you passionate about sharing your voice with the world? Do you dream of hosting your own podcast and reaching millions of listeners? Well, look no further. Introducing Transistor.fm, the ultimate podcasting platform for creators just like you. Once you've recorded your episode, just upload it, and the dashboard's going to give you complete control over the entire episode, from uploading and organizing your content to customizing your podcast's branding. Transistor.fm puts you in the driver's seat. Transistor.fm, empowering podcasters one episode at a time. Use the link in the description to get started today.
The bow guy's going to pick up his bow, and he's going to take a shot at Peter. Shot's coming at you, Peter. Where'd that D20 just go? Here it is.
Peter. Duck.
Don't worry, I'm also in the chair. What the fuck is up with these dice, Thomas?
Thomas, Nick, Farless. What the fuck?
Y'all are using my favorite D20, too.
It's crazy.
It's because he's meant to be wielded by me.
Well, he misses, and his bow actually snaps. His bow snaps, and the arrow, the line actually hits him in the face for 11 damage.
Oh.
He's dead. He's dead. Outright.
He killed himself.
Yep. Yo. His bow snaps. The line hits him in the face, kind of slashes across his face and neck, and he's dead. The other two sing that.
No, Frederick. You killed Frederick.
And he's going to charge you, Darmos.
Actually, Frederick killed himself. I just expedited the process.
As he's going to try to hit you, we're going to try this dice again. If it fucks up, I'm going to fuck you. Say swear to God.
Again? Are you shitting
what
me?
What is this?
Are you shitting me? We're fucking him after this, right?
No. What the fuck?
I'm getting fucked after this episode, dude.
So the guy's like, semantics, and he's charged with his sword raised. He trips, and he falls onto his sword.
It takes how much damage?
Not only one damage, just nicks himself for it.
Oh, wow. The other guy got killed by his fucking bowstring.
Bowstrings are fucking deadly, though. They've killed people. Like, that happens.
They just did. Just now.
Frederick's dead.
He's fucking dead, bro.
This is real.
And then the spear guy sees his friend fall, sees his other friend die, and decides this is what he has to do. He takes his spear, takes two steps, and lobs it at you, Agrippa. It's going to get real bad if this is another natural one. It's a two. It's a two. I swear to God. Look at the dice. It's a two.
These guys are just really bad bandits.
They are really bad bandits. As a spear just lands next to you.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like this.
Agrippa, it's your turn now.
Cool. This is amusing in a way.
Agrippa's going to run up to the gentleman who just threw the javelin, going to get behind him and attempt to restrain him.
Okay. That's going to be opposed athletics.
All right. Easy. I know my plus for that.
Ooh, that's a 12 on my end.
That's an 8.
Okay. So he doesn't necessarily out-muscle you, but he does kind of maneuver away from you.
Dude, that's awesome. Action surge, doing it again.
Oh, okay, cool. That's a natural 20.
18.
Not Agrippa's best showing.
Cool, so he weasels out and does not get caught in your attempt to grapple him.
You're too dangerous to yourself and others.
Okay. Anything else?
Slay him, Peter.
And back to top rotation, it is Peter's turn.
You know what I just found out? I'm supposed to be brave.
Hey, man, you play the character however you want.
So let me let you in on a little something. How close is that man?
You can move to him this turn.
Yeah, that's great. I'd like to do that.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Do I have to roll a dice or anything?
No, you move. Movement is
excellent.
Free.
Excellent. Awesome.
Imagine you have to roll to move. You trip.
Do I have to? That's odd. Knowing me, bro.
Once we just rolled collectively, it's a possibility.
It doesn't feel good. Do I have to do anything to pull out my long sword? Because I'd like to do
no,
that.
No, it's called an interact with object. You get two of those per turn.
I would like to target his left calf.
Okay,
can I do that?
Cool. Yeah.
Amen, so, brother.
Here's the deal. I have a little sheet here.
Uh-huh.
So you are going to. Here's what's about to happen. All you're right. Going to roll.
Yeah.
You're going to add your modifiers, and then there's additional modifiers for targeting a limb. So why don't you roll to hit first? You take
which one do I do?
D20.
Oh, okay. Sick. One.
What is it?
A two.
Get the fuck out of here, dog.
You guys can keep that one. I'm going to keep this one.
Yeah, nah, that does not hit.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You, as a fighter, should have access to something called action surge.
Hey, do I have that? Yeah. I see it right here. Take one additional action.
Yep.
So try that, it again.
So that was a regular action that I just performed. Yeah, I would like to swing again.
Yeah, so it's action surge and do it again. Roll to hit.
Hey, man, we're fighters out here.
Mm. We are all fighters out here.
Yeah, that's why I sent him the fighter one.
14.
14, and then add your modifier to it. Should be your strength modifier. So it should be plus strength, plus proficiency. So plus 7.
Yeah, so plus 7. So that's 21.
21.
Plus 7 because of the long sword, and then
your damage is going to be after that.
Oh, so I see it now.
Yeah.
Okay. Do I roll the d6?
21 does hit. So because you're rolling to get his limb.
Oh, okay.
It does have a damage modifier to it in the system. So roll your damage.
This one.
Yep.
All right.
Nice.
Four
plus. This should be 4 plus something. Your d6 plus.
On. Slashing damage?
Longsword, yep.
Longsword, 4. Is that right? 4.
1d8 plus 4. Sorry, we need different dice.
We're rolling. We're shorting you on damage here, huh?
Roll that. Okay.
Potential damage. Watch. <That's>
3.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a 7.
So 7 total damage.
Okay.
In the system, limb damage does 1.3 times as much damage. So 7 damage times 1.3. I'm going to make it
9.
I'm gonna make it 9.
Cool.
So you do 9 damage.
Sick.
That does cross his limb damage threshold. So what you do is you crippled his leg.
Hell yeah.
Specifically in this case, you cut his leg.
Oh, fuck yeah, I did.
And left him. He's just like, no!
Wait, is he the only one left?
There's one other guy.
Fuck!
The guy who fell and tripped on his own sword. Don't worry.
Okay, we're good.
So that guy's leg is good. No! No, that was my favorite leg! No! No, how I'm going to run in the triathlon this weekend. And he's on the ground, hurt, not doing good. Darmos, there's a guy laying on the ground in front of you who just fell on his own sword. What are you doing?
Darmos apologizes for his following actions. And he's going to walk up, and I'm going to press my sword just right to the guy's neck and press down.
Oh, my God.
Both of them, actually.
Okay, cool. That's 2 attacks.
Both at advantage because he's prone?
Because he's prone, yeah.
Please, do not attempt this at home.
I need you to remember that so we can record that as a soundbite.
Got it.
Yes,
got
please.
It. Got it.
16 for the first one.
16 will hit. Yep.
Okay. Let me go ahead and just roll the other two.
Yeah. Just roll your heads first. And these are headshots hitting.
24 for the second one.
Yeah, dog, for sure.
And you said they're headshots?
Yeah, you said you were getting his neck.
Yeah.
You all are the headhunters.
We are the headhunters.
How does it feel to be a headhunter, Devin?
So that is...
There's so much going on right now.
12 damage on the first one.
Okay, does not kill.
And 10 damage on the second one.
And that passes the damage threshold. So you cut through half of this guy's neck with the first blade and like cut the carotid. He's like bleeding out. And then you just finish the job and finish the decapitation with the second blade.
That feels pretty good.
You might want to hobble away now. Yeah. I yell to the other guy.
Yeah, I think I will. Yeah, I got stuff to live for. Can you give me my leg? Can you hand me my leg?
No.
Okay. Okay. Anyways. And with that, we exit combat, and you all continue walking on the road towards Killshield.
Very well, good. Peter, you did a great job.
Yo, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
That was fucking rad.
You sound like you're new to this. That's not what the application said.
Let me tell you, brother. You measure twice. And you cut that man's leg off. That's just how I do things, okay? All right. Now, all of the people who used to follow me around, let me tell you something. They used to let me cut people's legs off. Yeah, I'm really good at this. I've done this quite a bit.
Darmos is very appreciative that you're here instead of Talik.
And with that, we are going to leave the world of Shadow War behind and enter back into the real world. That was fun.
Oh, man.
Can I save this?
Yeah.
This is, man. I love this.
Yeah, I made you that.
This is awesome.
I wanted to get into some wacky RP shenanigans and get Devin to
already
play
at
20, Peter.
We're already at 23 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, that was awesome. That was really cool.
Yeah, that was fun.
What is extra attack?
You get two attacks per turn.
You didn't even need to action surge.
Yeah, I saw that and I was like, oh, dude.
So yeah, keep that.
Yeah, that's cool.
And it may come in handy in the future.
Hell yeah.
Unless, of course, you want to try to make your own at some point, which I will gladly walk you through.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely wish I would have read this more before I just jumped in.
Yeah,
and started.
We wanted to throw you in.
That it was better for comedic effect because I'm reading this and I'm like, oh, I'm acting like a bitch. I'm not supposed to be a bitch.
Devin, every time we talk about it, you're like, oh, I don't know, man. So, of course, we're just going to spring
yeah,
on
we,
you.
Well, yeah, I yeah, knew yeah. if I asked you ahead of time, you'd
yeah,
like,
no,
oh,
I would have said no.
No,
I'm not. No, it was a good move. It was a good move. Yeah. I definitely would have turned it down. I would have seen it coming as soon as you were like, Devin, do one more with us. I would have been like,
For us doing that to you, I'll give you a free one.
Uh-huh.
You can totally make me do whatever you want.
Interesting. Interesting the way you phrased that is...
He's programmed to follow directives.
One pass, use it. Just kidding, you're never going to lose it. Just use it.
I don't know. No, it's fun.
How much money would I have to give you for you to tell Thomas to suck my dick?
Use your one!
How much money is it worth it to you to lose that one?
Well... Will you go from sad Darmos to happy Darmos?
Maybe.
Yeah, I'd probably do it just for that. Yeah. I'd probably do it just for that.
Hell yeah.
Darmos feels the cosmic joy. Otherworldly beings and happenings have possessed him.
Now, I know you guys have family members who listen to that show. Like, how, because it got y'all danced on the line a little bit with that whole, you know, with your thing. So where is the line exactly on
your
show?
Hey, what thing? What are you talking about?
Oh, where you got a massage,
so
and a happy ending.
The way we kind of, and we talked about it beginning, when we actually, like, before we ever got anywhere close to starting a podcast, we talked about, like, potential NPC-PC relationships and stuff like that, which I'm not opposed to doing as a DM. It gets a little awkward sometimes, but if that's how they want to play the game, sure.
Sure.
But I have a very strict rule as a DM, no explicit sexual scenes. This is just not that kind of game. That's not what I'm doing. We will fade to black 100 times out of 100.
Yeah.
I am fine with insinuating, because we are all adults, that there are sexual situations. But just know, cut the dude's head off, sure, gut him, throw him in the fucking fire, whatever. I'm not about to jerk you off.
Yeah.
No, like, no. It's
well,
not happening.
I'd say you'd be pretty hard-pressed to find a group that, like, allows that. Unless
no, you wouldn't.
Really?
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 I've been into these RP communities. No, you wouldn't.
Really?
Really?
That is crazy.
Peak COVID, and like look LFG and looking for game Reddit.
I play the
join
COVID
a game,
game.
Join an online game, and like that's what they want to do. Is like there's two people that love each other in real life, and they want to play D&D together so they can pretend fuck each other while people watch. And I just don't like that.
Man, you gotta be real cool with whoever the fuck you're playing with. And I mean everybody at that table.
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
Shit.
So to do it with a random person who you all have never met before is crazy.
Yeah, that's wild.
So I just don't do it.
I have heard horror stories of people who run campaigns, and it's like the players like try to romance the other players' characters. And it's like they don't want that to happen. So it's like, what do you even do?
So I have a rule. Just this is a personal rule of mine. Any player on player interaction has to happen with consent. So whether it's player on player combat, player on player relationships, player on player, there's like with RPing and talking to each other, you know, there's implied consent there.
Mm-hmm.
But outside of like any kind of explicit game action that has to happen, has to have both players' consent, or I'm just not gonna do it. I'm not cool with it.
It feels like it could break up. An otherwise friendly group of people really quick.
And I've been in games where the whole party and the whole point is to PvP.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole point of what we're doing.
Look forward to a year from now when you're listening to the most recent Shadowmoor episode and Darmos does some questionable things.
I have to remind them of that rule.
Yeah. Last session was crazy. Last recorded session.
Last recorded session was crazy.
Ended crazy.
Yeah. You guys are a year ahead?
Yeah, just about.
Nice, dude. Nice, that's awesome.
Well, you know, when we don't start releasing until we didn't start releasing until a certain point.
Until we almost finished.
We had the backlog.
One.
Yeah.
We had like 15 done, right?
Done. So, yeah, season one was done. We were in the season. Because like, I went into the hospital. Yeah. Which is great. Which is why we did
which
that.
Which is why we did.
I knew how sick I was. Mm-hmm. I just, let's be candid here. I knew I was probably not going to make it. I was like, yeah, I don't think I'm going to make it through season two. So let me get through season one, finish it, and then record as much season two as I can so I can hand it off to somebody else.
Yeah.
So there's a living Google document that has the story of Shadowmoor. So for whoever picks it up after I inevitably die young, they can finish it.
Yeah. But thank God you're here.
Yeah.
Amen.
Look at God. God is amazing.
Man, look.
Look at what he can do.
Come on. Mm-hmm. Come on. And let's see God. God lets me play make-believe with my friends every Sunday. Come on, God.
Yeah, there's almost like a little legacy there, and like your all's characters will forever live on as well. It's not just like obviously TJ's, you know, in creating the world and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. That's going to continue on and stuff, even if something horrible were to happen. But Darmos and Agrippa and, you know, the characters and the stories that were told through the show is always going to live forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
And that's the shit. That's the reason I do this show.
Man.
It's the same fucking reason.
Dude.
What a legacy we've left behind.
Yeah, man.
I think about my record, my episodes on this show. Boy, I hope my kids never find it.
I think about us trying to get him to sell lingerie and feet pics probably twice a month.
Well, I mean, I'm halfway there. Like I said, I'm so good. Lingerie exclusive.
I'm telling you, you're going to make so much money, though.
Yeah. Here's the thing is that
I'd pay so much money.
What we're going to pass on to our children is not going to be our wealth. Mm-hmm. It's going to be statues made in our or our characters' likenesses.
I thought about that the other day. What if, if this gets huge, which is crazy. Like, I mean, when I say huge, I mean huge.
Yeah.
To the point where people understand, like, they're doing character. Like, what if we get fan art, dog?
That'd be awesome.
What if it became big enough that, like, it became, like, mainstream? Because I was doing
I don't want to be that famous.
No, really?
No.
I was doing a job interview the other day, and literally...
Again, I've been on this podcast talking about otter rape before. I don't want to be that famous.
But the interview lady, she asked me, like, you know... Or we got to talk about hobbies at some point, and she asked me about the podcast that we record. And, you know, I'm not going to just, like, minimize it. I was
we
play, you know, D&D-esque, you know, games, and I had to tell her all about it because she had no idea what it was, but she was totally vibing with it.
Yeah, that's cool. The people at work have no clue about this, and they never will.
Same.
So, yeah. Yeah, it's a good idea. I will never. No.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like when I did the...
You know, it's a good point. It's a good thing I didn't give her the name. Because she would hear me say some erroneous
things. That part. I'm even cool with saying, yeah, I play D&D. They know I play D&D. They know I play D&D every week.
Same, yeah.
They don't know I record it and put it on the internet.
It's probably for the best. Yeah.
I love it, though. How was that? How was that for you?
It was a lot of fun. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I told you.
I am glad you springed it on me. Like, you know, I 100% agree. I would have shot it down immediately.
I was sprung.
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, what?
What? What are you saying?
Was sprung.
God, suck my fucking dick, Thomas.
Is that how you're using it? Are you using your pants?
God damn.
Right here at this table with everybody here?
On audio recording that your wife has to edit?
Jess already said she didn't want to edit porn. She actually already explicitly said
she
that.
She said unless she was going to
edit the porn, it's fine.
Oh, okay, cool.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. She just has to... You know,
make John edit it. He'd like it.
Make John edit it.
I'm so mad at how true that is. That's what upsets me most about it.
Oh, they're getting at it.
Oh,
my
God. Oh, that was the funniest thing is somebody told me, Jessica told me that somebody told somebody that she works with that I did coke with John. And I was like, that's caffeine.
I can't go down that road again.
Yeah.
I cannot. I think I made that might be my fault. I might have made, I said it jokingly at Friday Night Magic. I was like,
you gave her a heart attack. She texted me. She was like very concerned.
That's probably my fault.
Yeah, she was very concerned.
I didn't mean it in any seriousness. So
yeah, she was like, did you do coke with John? And I was like, No, I didn't. And I was like, here's the thing, and this will not make you feel better about it, but if I did coke, I would have to drink with it. So
I'm going all the way.
That's what I'm saying. There's no way. I'm going to get locked jaw. I'm going to need something to bring me back down. Oh, it's going to be a whole ordeal. Anyway, it was great. It was awesome. Thanks for including me in your all's thing. I love
Peter Knight is a part of the world now.
Peter Knight.
He's in the lore. And not only that, but... We've asked you before, but I'll kind of make a little bit of a spoiler announcement that Devin Gray is going to be involved in a future Shadowmoor Chronicles project, playing in the podcast. So for those of y'all listening at home who are big gray heads, gray man fans, got something to look out for. Come on and check out a big gray head. Look out for some future Shadowmoor Chronicles featuring Mr. Devin Gray.
And if you've got a big gray head, you should probably check that out.
I will check it out.
Oh, Devin, what's your favorite candy?
Reese's.
Hell yeah! All right,
I love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
Hey guys, Superfan Christina with a look at next week's episode of Thoughts from the Mothership.
Okay, and then what did we just talk about? Fat people, segues. We talked about the
your fragile masculinity.
Oh, fuck. We brought that up again. And now it's in the preview. All right. That's Thoughts from the Mothership next week.